Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, here we go. Something that I did for the very first time last night, Melanie, I think you will be proud of me.
Okay.
So last night, obviously I'm single. We've been talking about dating here. Obviously it's a little bit crazy right now to be dating.
Yeah, it's hard to for people to date right now, for
sure. Last night, I went on a date.
Stop. Did you really in quarantine?
I went on a FaceTime date.
What?
A FaceTime date. The first ever in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. You need to back up. We need so many more details.
I met a girl on an app, and she said, I really want to meet you, but obviously this quarantine, and she's respecting it, so am I. And she said, but would you want to FaceTime tonight? And I said, okay.
Just jumping right in.
Okay. Because that's the only really one, you know, way to do it. So, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so do I sit on my couch? Do I go, do I put a suit on? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get kind of ready?
No, not really. I mean, I just had a hat on and
a
shirt.
You got to have a good background where it's not messy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, like if your Carmen Electra poster is still up, you should probably move away from
that.
I've
been over that for years.
Okay.
So I just sat at my kitchen table and it was just a window behind me, basically. But it was very different. I mean, you're trying to have a conversation with this person, you know, and there's the best part. She was drinking a glass of wine. I was drinking a beer.
And we're having an actual virtual date.
We're having a date.
That is so cute. So how did it go?
Well, she hung up on me. No, I'm just kidding.
No, did she really?
No, sorry. I'm out of here. No, it was good. We got to know each other a little bit, talked about a bunch of different things, and it was a legitimate just conversation. And what's cool about it, which I don't recommend this is going to be forever, but what's cool about it is there's no going anywhere. You got to really talk. So I'm not the biggest talker when I leave here. I run out of words.
Right? You really do.
I'm a dude. You know what I'm talking about, Kevin. It's absolutely. Like, well, you got to go teach your kids, so I understand that. But anyway, I was forced to talk to her FaceTime.
Oh my gosh, you got to go on a date and you didn't even have to pay a bill and you didn't have to leave your house.
Well, I had to pay my cell phone bill, but that's about it.
I used my data. Yeah. And you may or may not have even had to really put any clothes on, like pants
on. Well, come on. I was wearing a full outfit for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know. You see all
these
people.
I'm not a weirdo.
Well, you see all the news people and people doing these live hits and stuff, and they're only done up from the top up, like the waist up. Everybody else has got pajama pants on.
Well, I didn't have pajama pants on. I had shorts on. I was completely dressed.
You actually got dressed for this date.
I got dressed.
So cute. I'm proud of you.
Any questions?
Well, yeah. So are you going on a second date with her? We need a second date update.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what it was like. And I think we definitely will.
Wow.
She was very nice. And we, what do you do? You're just going to FaceTime again?
Well, yeah, you have to.
At this point.
Just keep the FaceTimes going.
It was like a virtual happy hour.
Why don't you pick another spot in your house so it's like you're on a different date?
Ooh, that's good. You know? I like that.
All right, so I thought
just
I'd
not
ask.
The bedroom too soon.
Well, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be laying on my couch.
Oh, just go to the living room.
Have something weird on the TV behind me.
Oh, boy.
Why do you have cat videos playing in the background?
Listen, don't ask questions. It's quarantine. Anything goes.
This is my house. I've welcomed you into my home via FaceTime.
Oh, man.
So here's what I want to know. If you had to do this, and I know it's kind of a new thing, what would you recommend tips for a FaceTime date? What would it be? That's what I want to know from you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What would be your FaceTime date tips? Hit us up. Well, first of all, are you proud of me, Melanie? That's what I really want to know.
Absolutely.
New kid in town. Single, said I'm going to go on a date, obviously quarantined, or whatever you want to call it, as Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So I did a FaceTime date last night. She had a glass of wine, I had a beer, we talked for about, I don't know, it was maybe, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, short date, but what are you going to talk about after that on FaceTime? And Melanie's questions were, what did you wear? Just normal clothes. And then I said I was sitting at my kitchen table, so basically just like a window in the background, it's not that big a deal.
What was in her background? Did you pick up on anything?
Ooh, I just saw her kitchen in the background.
Was it a nice clean place? Were there dishes in the sink?
Looked like a nice place.
Okay, cool.
Looked like a nice place, absolutely.
That's awesome.
So I thought, okay, if this is the way things are going to be for a while, I need some tips on this. Greg, do you have any tips for me?
Well, I have a suggestion, actually.
Okay, go for it.
Find out what she likes to eat, order takeout, and then you guys can have dinner through FaceTime.
Yes! Boom. Have it delivered to her home.
Yes.
Dude,
there
that's smart.
Is. Wow, you are, that is
so very smart.
Rico Suave.
Yes.
Love it.
The only thing is it too early to ask for her address? Is that a little early?
Well, I mean, in this day and age, probably not.
Okay, well, I was going to say, let her order and then I'll Venmo her.
there you go.
All right, my friend. That's a great idea. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
And I think it's fine if you ask for her address. Just let her know it's for food.
Yeah, I could do that. Or I could also order a bottle of wine on one of the delivery services that deliver wine, beer and wine.
Well, I mean, you might want to start slow because we could be in quarantine for a while.
So this could cost me?
Yeah, exactly. So I would just start out with a meal because chicks love food. You can't go wrong there, okay?
All right.
And then maybe if it progresses and she wants a third date, fourth date, and so on, then you can kind of up it a little bit. You could eventually send flowers, wine.
It's like a long-distance relationship and she lives 2 miles away or something like that.
Awesome. It really is.
That's really funny. Hey, we got some coronavirus updates for you and some of the new restrictions. We're going to do it next after Chris Jansen. Good vibes on 99.5 QYK. Well, there you go.
I'm just happy it worked out and she agreed to a second date.
We'll see what happens.
Well done.
Well, Tampa Bay's morning crew, J.R. Melody, 99.5 QYK, and it is First Responder Friday. Definitely thinking about them a lot with everything going on
right
now.
Absolutely.
And we have someone who has nominated a first responder. We have Nikki on the phone. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. You staying safe, staying isolated?
Still working.
Still working. Where do you work at?
A urology office.
All right. Very cool. Well, we appreciate what you do. So tell us about Christopher Key, the first responder that you're nominating.
Well, I met him back in August of 2016, and he was really helpful. He came out in regards to my ex. There was a battery call and everything.
Wow.
And he was very helpful, and he kind of gave me the good heads up and, you know, stuck with me throughout the course of me having to go through court and the case and everything. And he really went above and beyond to be an added resource throughout that whole time. And he was just really helpful. You know, he linked me up with resources. He helped answer any and all questions I had. And he and I ended up becoming friends over the course of time, and he's still a good friend of mine to this day. And
wow.
Just someone who really cares about his job. You know, he didn't have to. He gave me his number, and, you know, he's like, if you are afraid or you have any questions or concerns or, you know, and I never had a deputy go that above and beyond.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you. So you said he's a deputy. He's a sheriff deputy. Where at?
Pasco County.
Oh, very cool. You know, we love hearing stories like that. You know, obviously, you were in a very tough time, dark time, so that's kind of part of the story that's hard to hear, but the fact that it came out brighter, you came out with a friend on the other side and being our first responder, it's got to make you feel good about the people around you.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes, you know, people have this misconstrued idea of police officers or think that they're no help. But honestly, if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have made it as far as I did during that situation. And I don't think I would have had the resources or information at the time that I needed. He truly cares about helping people and about his job. And, you know, even to this day, he's, like I said, still a resource, still there, still someone who cares. And he's definitely someone who loves his job, I would say.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki, for reaching out to us and for sharing your story. I'm so happy to hear that you're safe and that you've made it through such a difficult time and that you now can call Sheriff Christopher Key, one of your friends.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, Nikki, you have a great day. Stay safe and all this craziness going on, and especially with your kids and all that. And we thank you again, and make sure you give Christopher our love as well, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, you guys. You stay safe as well.
Will do.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Well, if you want to nominate somebody for our First Responder Friday or Military Monday, you can do that right now at 995QYK.com. Your 715 second date update replay coming up for you in 6 minutes. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. So with everything going on right now, obviously there is a health issue, but there's also a mental health aspect to this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Mental health is so important right now. Everybody is so uncertain as to what's going on in the future, and that can add a lot of anxiety, stress in the household. Jobs are changing. People are losing their jobs. So we thought it would be great to have a marriage and family therapist on this morning. Mrs. Kathy Dan Moore is joining us from KDM Counseling in St. Pete, and she's going to give us some helpful tips of how we can deal with our mental health during this difficult time.
Good morning, Kathy Dan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are great. You know, obviously some strange times. It's probably something you haven't seen before, just like us. You're still seeing patients, and you're doing it via internet or via Skype or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. We are. We're still seeing patients via telehealth.
Now, do you... I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, well, I was going
to... She's a therapist.
That's a total therapist move right there.
Do you know how this works, Jr.? You have to talk.
Let me lay down here as I'm talking to you.
No, but, you know, on a serious note, I know with the uncertainty, like Melanie said, I mean, are you finding... What is the attitude to people right now? And are you addressing this specifically to some of your patients?
Oh, with everybody.
Okay.
Everybody is very anxious and fearful. And it's something that we've never done before. So... it's uncharted territory, and so, you know, that's the number one topic we talk about. We have parents with kids, they don't know how to handle, you know, school, how to, like, teach them at home how to calm their anxieties. So it's the only thing I feel like I'm talking about now.
So what are some ways that people can communicate with their kids, kind of what's going on right now, and to handle the stress that comes along with that?
So I think the most important thing is just to be honest, but it's really not necessary to share every single scary statistic with anybody or all of the heartbreaking stories with your kiddos, but just be reassuring with them.
That things are going to be okay, that we're going to get past this.
Absolutely. You know, but I think it's important that parents manage their own anxiety so that the kids don't pick up on it.
Yeah, you know, along those lines, I was thinking about that because you talked about anxiety, and I'm sure depression plays into that as well. What are some habits, that are maybe some bad habits that people want to avoid that can kind of send them down the wrong road when it comes to this?
Well, so the first one is that we love to catastrophize everything. Hmm. So one of the bad habits is thinking that everything is going to come to an end, and we have to back that train up a little bit. The other is that we tend to drink too much during this time and try to numb out a lot. Mm-hmm. So just being really, like, aware that that's not a good idea and that's not putting us in the best place that we could be is important.
And as far as mental health goes, what are some great habits or good habits to keep from going down those roads? Obviously, you know, you want to watch what you're drinking and what you're putting in your body, but what are some good habits that people might want to fall into? I mean, because a lot of people are out of work right now, so it's kind of hard. And they're,
to get in that right mental headspace. Yeah.
Absolutely, and what to do with their time and whatnot. So what are some good habits that you recommend?
Honestly, the best one is connection. I mean, there are studies that show that connection has more to do with, like, the best health than anything else. Reach out to your friend, call somebody, FaceTime. All of that is, like, the most important thing that you can do. Connect with other people. And I get it, like, we're not able to connect at this moment, but go for a walk. Say hi to your neighbor from 6 feet.
From six feet.
But that's the best thing that you can do, really. And then, you know, try to go online and connect with people that are struggling with the same things that you're struggling with.
Absolutely. Talking to Kathy Dan Moore right now from KDM Counseling in St. Pete. Melanie, I know you had another question.
So you said that people should reach out to people who are going through the same thing. How would they be able to find those resources?
So there are a lot of resources. You could do, if somebody's struggling with substance abuse, there's online AA. There's other resources for people in recovery. My group is doing online free support groups. But really, there's so many things out there that you can do through, you know, just virtual.
Right. So just Google kind of... what you're experiencing, and a lot of times there'll be forums or maybe Facebook groups or something like that that you could join.
100%.
Let me ask you this. You know, I've been in counseling before for other things, and I remember, like, you know, the therapist at some point in one session saying something that kind of helped me turn a corner and something that kind of clicked with me. Is there something that you're finding in your patients that, you know, maybe a keyword or something that you've said that really hit home with them that helped them kind of rethink this or get into a better mind space?
Sure. It's temporary.
It's temporary. So one day at a time, we all have to remember to just take it one day at a time, not get ahead of ourselves.
Right. It's temporary. I mean, we are not used to this. We haven't done this before, but we know it's going to end. We don't know when it's going to end, but we do know it's going to end.
Right. Right. Well, Kathy Dan Moore, MFT from KDM Counseling in St. Pete, thanks for coming on with us. I know you're going to help a lot of people with just by hearing this.
Yeah,
and another thing is that we're in this together and people are seeking help. And if you are, you can check out KDM Counseling in St. Pete. They are doing, are you calling
telehealth,
it?
Telehealth, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're doing that. So, Kathy Dan, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, you have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's JR and Melanie on 995 QYK. You should see the looks that I'm getting right now from Melanie. It is going to be a fantastic. You're going to do great. She's been working on this as she's been quarantined. She's been saying, I'm going to learn guitar.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Let me just tell you. Don't tell JR anything.
Why?
Unless you want it repeated on air.
Because I'm your biggest fan.
We were all talking about what we've been doing in quarantine, and I said, oh, I decided that I finally am going to try to learn the guitar.
Sure.
So instantly, that snowballed into, oh my gosh, live performance by Melanie this Friday. She's going to sing Kelsey Ballerini. It's going to be great. I'm like, JR, I don't know how to play the guitar. This is the first time I've ever picked it up. So, needless to say, I practiced a lot last night.
No, let me ask you a question, and I want Kevin to be my witness on this. Kevin, did I say anything on the air about her playing guitar before she agreed to play on the air?
I don't remember that.
I said, are you down? Are you down to play? And you said yes.
Yes, not sing okay. At the same time.
Well, we've blown it up a little bit.
You took some liberties.
Yeah, we took some liberties. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Homecoming queen.
Do I
queen.
Have to sing it?
Yes.
I can't play it that fast.
Okay. Homecoming Queen by Kelsey Ballerini. She picked a kind of difficult song right out the gate. Now,
so
here's what it should sound like. Here we go. Ready?
Hey, Homecoming Queen.
All right. That's what it should sound like. All right, Melanie.
Oh, gosh.
Are you excited? Oh, by the way, real quick, you said you practiced all night last night?
Yes.
You know, I saw you actually on on Instagram practicing, and we decided we would just let people hear what your practicing sounded like last night because we pulled the clip.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, it's going to sound a lot like what it's about to sound like.
Well, this is kind of some you practicing, and you looked a little frustrated, but here it is. Oh, sorry, let me pull this down. My bad. I'm messing everything up. Look at me. You're excited that I messed it up, aren't you?
A little bit.
Here we go. There it is.
That's basically what it's about to sound like.
That's good. You were practicing last night. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, debut.
Oh, stop.
She's been learning guitar, homecoming queen, Kelsey Ballerini. We have our very own Melanie, very talented. Ready, go.
Wait.
That's all right.
I'm so nervous. This is going terrible.
That's okay. We're practicing. All right, keep going. One more. Try it from the top.
All right. Well, I'll just do... How about I just do this part that's like... Hold on.
There you go.
This is so bad.
Wait, just do the... Try the beginning one more time. Try the beginning.
All right, I'll try the beginning one more time. Hold on. See, I'm trying to figure out how to get the chords to stay down. Okay. Nope, hold on.
That ain't it. This poor girl.
My hands are so numb, and they're shaking.
Well, let me help you out. What we decided to do is give you the instrumental so you could sing a little bit of the song. Because she actually has a really, really, really good voice.
I can sing better than I can play the guitar.
All right, well, you said it. See, these are the things. She says these things. I go to my head. I go, well, great. You're confident in your singing skills.
Not in my guitar skills.
All right, don't worry about the guitar. Here we go. I'm going to give you the instrumental of the real song, and you can show it off. Redemption right here.
Okay.
Belly Manoe.
Hey, homecoming queen, why do you lie when somebody's mean? Where do you hide? Do people assume you're always all right? Been so good at smiling most of your life. Look damn good in the dress, zipping up the mess, dancing with your best foot forward. Does it get hard to have to play the part? Nobody's feeling sorry for you. What if I told you the world wouldn't end if you started showing what's under your skin? What if you let them all in on the lie that even the homecoming queen cries?
Yeah! Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so nervous.
This. I knew you could do this. I was so excited for you, dude. I knew that. Way to go, Melanie.
Oh, thanks,
that was
JR.
Really, really good.
You're like my mom right now.
Hey, listen. Hey, Kevin, that was awesome, right?
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Kevin, I appreciate
that. That was really, really good.
All right. Well, Kelsey needs to show me a few things on the guitar.
Let's get her in here. She'll be here tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. She's quarantined. I'm sorry. Can't have you.
She is. I've been watching all her quarantine videos. They're great.
Oh, my gosh. That was great.
Thanks,
that was
JR.
Fantastic. So we got one half done.
One half.
You are amazing at singing. I'm telling you right now,
thanks.
That was awesome. And you want to sing every week?
Oh, gosh, no, I'm not committing to that.
All right, can we commit to doing a check-in with you next Friday on the guitar? Can we commit to that?
Yes, I will practice more, and we'll see if I can get a little bit better.
I'm not pressuring you, right? You are committing yourself to this.
Yes, I will practice more. And
everybody
also,
remember that.
Also, people who play the guitar, if you have any tips of, I don't know, just
you want to
anything.
Come in and play for her, you can do that as well.
If you could just come in and play the guitar for me, that would be great.
All right, let's get some love for her right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Give her a little feedback right now. Getting your reactions right now. Dave and Spring Hill, what'd you think?
Oh my God, man. If I would have never heard that song, you know, by Kelsey Ballerini, I would have thought that she was the artist.
See?
Get
like,
out of here.
Melanie, I'm telling you, you gotta be confident in your singing.
You were on key, in tone. I mean, just absolutely perfect.
There you
absolutely
look at that.
Perfect. Oh, you're really making me
beautiful.
Feel good.
Now, did you hear the guitar part?
Take it as far as you can. It takes a long time to actually get down the guitar.
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, absolutely beautiful.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate you calling. You made her day.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, and I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you all so much for the joy that you guys bring to the world.
Hey, man.
Especially during these times, man. We need happiness is joy. Joy is love. And love is God.
And that's why
Amen.
We have the voice of an angel
Don't
in
stop
studio.
It. You're so full of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love you guys.
All right, brother. Sure. Talk to you later. Mike in Newport Richie, what'd you think?
She's great. Loved her voice. Would love to hear more of her.
Oh!
Thank you so much. Notice he didn't say anything about the guitar playing.
The guitar wasn't bad, but your voice is beautiful.
There you go. Look at that.
I really appreciate that.
She's crushing it. All right, Mike. Thanks for calling, man.
You're welcome.
Look at that, Melanie. I told you it would turn out to be great. That's why I had a backup plan for you.
Yes, I really appreciated that.
You didn't
that
even know I was going to have the instrumental for you, did you?
No, I thought you were going to leave me up the creek without a paddle.
No. Here's the deal. All right? I'm always going to take care of you. I'm always going to make sure I got
JR.
Your back.
Thank
I told you.
You,
that.
You
and
did.
And that was fantastic.
Thank
it really,
you.
Really was. Melanie, we're going to check in with her next Friday at this time, see how she's doing on the guitar. Are you going to stick with the same song?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot learn another song. Can we go to, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb or
no,
something?
That's boring.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations. Way to go. All right. We want to talk about something a little more serious, too. And it's actually a really, really cool thing that's happening at our nation's capital. It's coming up, 8:55. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Well, something that we know that the QYK family cares about, and of course we do as well, as our military and our first responders. That's why we do First Responder Friday and Military Monday. If you want to nominate somebody, you can do that, 99.5QYK.com. and you just recognize them. And then we recognize them on the air, and it's really cool, okay? But there's something that in Washington, D.C., which you've probably heard of, is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah.
And it's guarded 24/7, 365.
All the time, and even during the outbreak of the coronavirus. So a lot of times it's easy to think that you're going through a lot and you've got a lot of stress, but to just think that there is a soldier, and multiple soldiers, because they trade off, that's just out there, rain or shine, by themselves. Usually tourists are all there watching them, and I'm sure that kind of adds to the excitement, but right now it is just them doing their job, and even with the virus, they're still going to continue to stay at that post. And here's one of the military members talking about it.
For us, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas morning, if it's a hot day, a cold day, if it's thunderstorms, if it's raining, if it's a hurricane, or if it's a coronavirus. We're always here. We're always guarding.
Love that, you know, and the respect that they have and the respect that we have for the military. Love hearing stuff like that, and that's why they're so great. And another thing about this is they were talking about, well, what's it like? There's nobody here. And here's what he had to say.
It's a very unique time for us to be in Arlington because there's no one in here. I think that's honestly when we feel closest to what we do, when we feel closest to the unknowns, is when no one's here. It's in the middle of night when we're still guarding at 2 a.m. It's when a blizzard is going on and no one's here. For us, that's when it's very personal.
Very, very cool. I just, that gives you chills, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if you've never been there, that is definitely worth a trip to the Arlington Cemetery. Wow.
It's very, very cool. All right. Well, Toby Keith, American Soldier, only seems fitting right now on 995 QYK. JR, Melanie, 995 QYK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie, what do you got?
Hillsborough County now has a stay-at-home order in place, and it starts tonight at 10 p.m. The order passed yesterday an 8-0 vote, so it was unanimous. They're calling it the Safer at Home order, and it is similar to what's already in place in Pinellas. They are not trying to crack down on people for going out and walking their dogs or going to work or anything like that. No, instead, they're just trying to keep people safe, and they ask that you stay in your home except if you have to perform an essential task, like going to the grocery store, exercising outside, or going to a doctor's appointment.
Pharmacy, something like that, yeah.
Exactly. The order applies to residents of Tampa, Temple Terrace, Plant City, and Hillsborough County. Mayor Jane Castor is talking about it. Here she is.
We are trying to make it as simple as possible for everyone to understand. You will still be able to move about as long as you are staying 6 feet away from individuals.
So practice social distancing and you will be good. The St. Pete Grand Prix may happen this year after all. I can't believe this.
Hey, wait, this is good news. Can you use your ticket?
Yes, so I can use my ticket. There's that. The IndyCar series announced yesterday that it intends to reschedule the race to later this year. At first, it was a total wash. They said, hold on to your ticket information and you can put it towards next year. But now they're saying, you know what? It may happen after all. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman said that right now our focus is keeping our residents safe, but we are still planning for the future and we certainly want our community to recover economically. The race returning could help with that. So no word yet on a date for the rescheduled race, but it would definitely help St. Pete's economy and Tampa Bay overall. So fingers crossed that the coronavirus gets out of here and they're able to bring the Grand Prix back.
And Melanie doesn't lose any money. So that's most important.
And right. That. Tons of greyhounds are in desperate need for a forever home or even a foster home if you have space in your home and you are looking to foster a dog. And that is because the racetracks all closed due to the coronavirus. Mm. Now, in 2018, the law passed that the racetracks were going to close down, the dog tracks. However, they had closed down earlier than expected, and now they are not going to reopen. So in total, about 1,500 dogs are displaced right now, greyhounds, that are looking for permanent homes. If you are interested, you can check out the awesome Greyhound Adoptions website. We will also link it up on 995QYK.com. But yeah, if you're looking for a greyhound, there's so many that are looking for a home right now.
I'm encouraging you. You have an Italian greyhound. You have a mini one. Now you need a big one.
I know. We got to supersize him.
How cool would you be? You have a mini me and then a big one.
I do love that idea. And I texted my husband this morning. I said, Bryce, should we adopt a greyhound? And he's like, we have no room. We have like 600 square feet. So I don't think a greyhound is going to work for us. But if you can find some space in your heart and your home, there are 1,500 greyhounds that are looking for a house right now. For even more of what's trending in Tampa Bay, head over to 995QYK.com.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. A very special guest, and we're so glad that he's coming on the air with us right now. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys holding up?
We're doing great. So, Sheriff, tell us everything that's going on right now. Obviously, there's some new rules put in place and restrictions put in place. What's the latest?
Yeah, and I appreciate you helping us get the word out. I think there's a lot of confusion, you know, and confusion leads to anxiety, and we have enough anxiety and panic already going on. So we're hoping that this order is clear and concise and will help people calm down a little bit, because that's exactly what we're intending to do. Keep calm while keeping everybody safe. So effective tonight at 10 p.m., our 24-hour stay-at-home order goes into effect. That means if you don't have a legitimate purpose to be out and about, we're asking that you please stay home. The only thing that we know 100% unequivocally that works in combating this community spread of the virus is distancing ourselves. So we're going to be out today. We started this morning going to different businesses, even non-essential businesses, and out to our community. And we'll continue to do so, trying to educate our community on why it's so important to distance ourselves.
You know, we talked about it a little bit, but what would you say a legitimate reason to leave your house is?
If you have to go get food, get a supply, you have to take your mom something, you want to go out and exercise, you want to go out and boat, we put that in. We put a lot of exemptions in there to make sure that we're encouraging people to remain at home so we can combat this sooner than later. We've been inconvenienced enough in it, and it seems like if we don't stop this spread, it's going to get even worse. So I know I probably feel the same way as you guys do, is I'd rather be inconvenienced for 14 to 21 days than have this drag on for the next 9 to 12 months.
Oh, absolutely.
We got Hillsborough County Sheriff right now, Chad Cronister, on the phone right now.
And I was wondering, so with the new orders in effect, if somebody is not obeying this order, what would happen if an officer happens to pass by, see, I don't know, a crowd of people, a bunch of skateboarders hanging out together, not practicing social distancing?
And that's a great question. Like I said, we're going to do everything we can to educate people. The last thing we want to do under a declared state of emergency in our county is put anyone in jail. And we've done a wonderful job of using extreme discretion. We usually book 120 to 150 people a day into our jails. And even the busiest days, Friday and Saturday, it was down to 51 and below 50. So I think everyone's doing a great job. But at the same time, everyone has to realize that we're taking this very seriously. If you find yourself being one of those individuals that doesn't comply, you could find yourself charged with a misdemeanor. Now, here's where it gets even worse. The chief judge believes in this measure and has taken a position that if you get caught and you're violating this order, not only will you have to go to jail, you're going to sit in jail until you see a judge.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, wow. I think that message is loud and clear. So Does that go for businesses as well, too? Because you said you're popping into all these businesses, letting them know the practices that they need to put in place. If they don't listen, could they be subject to that as well?
100%. Anyone who's violating this order would be subject to the enforcement component of this order. And again, and there's just no need. And I have to tell you, I'm out and about. I'm everywhere. And I have to tell you, no one's out. Everything's closed. There's really no place to go except the places where we need to go. So I commend and thank our community, the vast majority, because they're following the rules. They want to get back to normal as well. This is for that small portion of our population that's just not paying attention, that think this doesn't apply to them. This is to encourage them. Hey, listen, we're all going to have to take that individual responsibility to protect yourselves, your family, and ultimately our community.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister on the phone right now. Sheriff, I wanted to ask you a question. You had mentioned that boating is still allowed, and if so, is there a limit of amount of people that can be on a boat?
There isn't, but we're asking people to use common sense. Don't have a bunch of strangers that you don't know who they've been with.
You know, I don't know if I'd let any strangers on my boat.
I think that's the only people JR ever has on his boat, actually.
I love that. I've been telling Melanie, you can't just be picking up strangers off the shore.
A lot of times when you see out boating, what I've seen is people are out with their families. They're getting out of the house. And listen, we know it's safe to be outdoors. Keep your distance when possible, but that's the one place we know you're safe, but besides being home.
Very cool. Well, Sheriff, we appreciate what you're doing, and I got to be honest with you, I know you were laying down the strict part of this, but I know you guys have a great attitude about this. You don't want anybody to get in trouble. You want people to be safe, and I really like the way you guys have been approaching this, and the first responders that I've talked to, they're kind of the same thing. Like, hey, listen, we don't want to do anything. We just want to keep you guys safe.
That's it. We have an extremely robust patrol presence out there, and it's not to be heavy-handed. It's to make sure people feel that sense of comfort. We're out here. If you need us, call us. We're here to help you. But please, don't make us enforce the law.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you.
Geez, first name basis.
I know, not first name basis. I got to show my respect. There I am. I'm already in jail.
Arrest him. Lock him up.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Hey, one thing I wanted to add real quick.
Sure.
There's a lot of rumors going around that during this order, the safer at home order, if you're out working, you have to have a pass or a placard for your car, or you need to have some type of letter from a local law enforcement agency, the sheriff's office, or your employer. There's no such rule. If you have a legitimate purpose to be out and about, you're fine to be out and about. You don't need to have any type of credentialing.
Okay. Well, our boss made us feel so cool. He gave us one.
Like,
well, there we go. We're very essential, but now we know it doesn't mean anything.
This means nothing.
Well, no, you still are. Media is essential. So you guys are safe. No one's going to be stopping you and doing police checkpoints to find out if you have your credentialing by any means.
Yeah, JR's right. Been wearing his on his shirt.
Yeah, I thought I was special.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sheriff, so much. We appreciate you.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Be safe, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.